This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Words reveal my character, my commitments, and my convictions. I don't want anybody raising your hands, obviously, and I think time like this, but remember maybe when you were dating your spouse. Remember a time, that maybe it was early in the relationship, and you heard some words come out of his mouth or her mouth, and frankly, you were a little taken back. And you may have said to yourself, I didn't know he talked like that. I didn't know she talked like that. And you had a flash. You had a revelation, so to speak, of a little bit of what that man, that woman was like in a way that you never saw before. And what revealed it, get this, were words. They're only words. Words have power to reveal our character. What would be revealed about your character or my character by our words? That's a really thought-provoking question. What do people see in terms of the character of you revealed by your conversation? William Barclay had something powerful to say that I want to read to you about how words reveal our character, because it says it in a way that speaks to me. He said, many a man or woman is a model of charm and courtesy in public when they know they're being watched, when they are deliberately careful about his or her words. But when he or she is in their own house, they can be a dreadful example of irritability, sarcasm, temper, criticism, and complaining, because they think they do not need to keep up their guard because there's no one to hear or see. And then Barclay says this, the words we speak when our guard is down really are the words that reveal what we really are. The words we speak when our guard is down are the words that reveal what we really are. Let's bring that list back up again if we can. The three words, character, convictions, and commitments. Think about how you can be around a person for a short period of time and they can tell you about their political convictions and commitments. People tell you what they're committed to financially. They let it out. In other words, it seeps out in conversation. People let you know what people they're committed to, what political causes they're committed to. And I think we reveal our Christian conviction or Christian commitments or commitments to something else. Commitments to someone else is revealed. There's an interesting passage in Timothy. I don't have it for the screen, but it's in 1 Timothy. Where Paul is giving advice to this young minister, and he says, I want you to be an example, Timothy, to believers. And he lists five things, five areas of your life that I want you to be an example in. I'm going to give you the last four first. He said, there's five areas that you need to be an example in as a young minister. Here's what it was. He said, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Do you know what was number one? Speech. The number one thing that Paul said, I want you to be an example to the believers, Timothy, in the way you talk. I don't think it's an accident. You know why I don't think it's an accident? For this reason. It didn't matter what kind of example Timothy was in life and love and purity if his speech betrayed something else. That's what I think. That's why I think he put it at the top of the list, because what difference does it make if people say, he's a model of faith. Well, she's a model of godliness. And then you say, but have you ever heard her talk? You ever had a conversation with that guy?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.